Welcome to the Mixing Babies and Business podcast, where parenthood meets professional development. We'll be covering all things business, flexible, and remote work with kids. I'm your host, Amy Lynch, and I'll be interviewing inspiring guests who've been showing up as their full selves as parents and blurring the lines between their personal and professional lives. Visit mixingbabiesandbusiness.com to join our movement of parents seeking to invest in themselves alongside their kids. Our next guest on the podcast is Kevin Bourne. Kevin is a dad of three and an entrepreneur, freelance journalist, and media personality. He is co-founder and editor-in-chief of Shifter Magazine and is co-founder and CEO of PR and content marketing firm Shifter Agency. He's a board member at the Ottawa Music Industry Coalition and Ottawa Film Office and was recently named to Ottawa Life Magazine's Best of Ottawa Activists and Changemakers list. Our conversation took place back in October, and since we're both doing remote school for our kids, you may hear some voices in the background. In our third and final episode with Kevin, we're talking about how he's investing in himself, what he wishes someone would have told him earlier on, and allowing yourself to be you. Let's get into it. You've mentioned you're coaching people now, so is that something that's new, or have you done that for a while?
It's new. It's new and scary because I've coached and mentored people before, but unofficially. Like, a lot of people that originally joined our team at Shifter have gone on to do amazing things. Like, we have one guy who used to be on our team who's like was like really my right hand guy. Like, he's gone on to, like, he's like a Rotten Tomatoes film critic now. He gets invited to, like, Hollywood premieres before COVID. He was getting invited to Hollywood premieres at the Chinese Theater in Los Angeles. Like, he was one of the critics that votes for the Critics' Choice Awards. So I always noticed that people I kept mentoring ended up going on to do, like, amazing things. So I was like, okay, I need to, like, and he said to me one day, he's like, man, he's like, there's a lot of people going to school for a journalism degree. And he's like, you just mentored me. And now I didn't go to school for this. And it's like, now he's also the film critic for CBC Radio too. So he's a paid, like, film critic that's really, like, acknowledged in the industry. And he's like, man, like, you mentored me in this. I didn't have to spend a penny on a journalism degree. And I'm doing I'm doing this, right? I realized, man, and he's like, you saved me like $28,000 not having to get a degree. So that's when I realized, oh shoot, like, everyone that seems to, like, I seem to mentor eventually goes on to do something. So I'm like, why aren't I taking this and actually formalizing it into a program? So that's kind of what I've started. It's called Branded to Create, and just kind of working on people's personal branding as talent and just kind of helping them to brand themselves within the industry and attract opportunities and stuff. So basically everything that I've been doing for myself is kind of like what I've now but taking that and putting it into a program. So coaching is different. It's a different skill set, and it requires a lot of patience and all that kind of stuff. But I'm enjoying it.
Do you have any leaders that you turn to, or professional development books or podcasts that you like to tune into to help you up-level yourself and stay on top of new industries?
Well, I myself have a business coach who kind of helps me, who's been helping me for the past while. There's a book that I'm reading that's right over there across the room that I can't even see the front of it. But where is it? Never Split the Difference. There you go. So Never Split the Difference. And it's a book from a former FBI negotiator who really just breaks down the whole art of negotiation and really how you can use that skill across your life. So I'm reading that book right now. I've read, you know, like, from Good to Great, The E-Myth, like, you know, all those classic books, like, have been very helpful as well. And of course, a lot of trial and error, because I realized over the past year, like, I've taken, you know, I've received a lot of advice from people, but I've realized that when it comes to what you're building, your company, whatever, it's like, nobody fully knows the vision like you, you know? So it's good to kind of, like, you know, take advice here and there, you know, separate the good advice from the bad advice. But at the end of the day, I realized, you know, it really comes down to me. Like, I have to follow my gut, like, take the coaching, take the advice, take what I learned in books. But at the end of the day, I have to follow my gut in what I'm doing, because nobody really understands what I'm building like I do. So I kind of take advice and you know, what I read in books, to kind of take it with a grain of salt and just, you know, apply what works and then throw away the rest.
One of the women that I follow calls it your heart and your gut, and using your intuition. And if it's, if it's not resonating with you, that you shouldn't be doing it. So is there anything else that you'd like to share in terms of advice for others who are trying to build a business and parenting at the same time that we haven't covered? Like, something maybe you wish someone would have said to you, rewind 8 or 10 years.
I think it's really just, you know, taking the time for yourself. I think one thing I realized, like, and it's probably the big reason why I eventually went into a bad depression, is because I really neglected myself. Like, I really neglected myself. Like, I went years without buying myself any new clothes because all my money was into, like, making sure the kids had clothes. And so, yeah, there was a long time where I just really neglected myself. Like, I was giving to the church and overseeing the media department, and which means I had a team. And then Shifter, I was building and had a team. And then I was a parent, and then I was a husband, and my father had cancer. So my whole life was all about making sure everybody else was okay. And I never really took the time to realize, to actually assess whether I was okay. And I feel like, you know, a lot of times, I don't think men get that as much as women. Like, women have to sacrifice a lot more mothers than fathers do, because children just naturally gravitate towards mothers. And I think for a lot of full-time parents, like, that's the case. Like, you spend so much time making sure everybody else is okay and kind of keeping the flow, you know, keeping the everything afloat, that often you sacrifice yourself, and then you end up, you know, in depression. You end up, you know, sometimes your marriage, like for me, like my marriage definitely took a big hit during that time. In a sense, because, you know, sometimes you're even blaming them for the fact that you're feeling crappy or that you're at home. Sometimes you feel like it's your fault, or, you know, you're looking for somebody to blame. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to you making sure that you take that time for yourself. Like, I remember during those times, like, even like some Saturday mornings, I was just like, you know, I need to go to Chapters and just go read some magazines, you know, just to make sure that, just to do something that I wanted, or just, I need to take time to just watch something on Netflix that is totally just for me, you know, because during those times, like, I spent most of my time watching Treehouse, you know, as like I was watching, you know, Tupi and Binu, and I was watching all these things. I'm like, I couldn't remember the last time I actually watched something adult, you know, or even like, you know, most of my conversations were with kids. Like, I couldn't remember the last time I talked to an adult. It was like, oh my gosh, aside from my wife, you know. So you spend all your time in their world to the point where you lose yourself, you lose your sense of self, and that's definitely where I got to. So I wish somebody had told me, you know, to take the time, you know, to make sure that, you know, I think there's a healthy level of selfishness that we need in order to keep ourselves sane. And I think for me, like, I realized, like, I've become, at this point in my life, I've become very unapologetic about just being me. Like, you know, earlier this year, I got a tattoo, and my son was like, why are you getting a tattoo? You're like, you're old, type of thing. And I was like, no, I'm 40 and I'm still young and I'm cool and I'm in the entertainment industry. And plus, Kevin, like, you know, even though you see me as dad, like, for me, I'm Kevin, you know, I need to allow myself to just be Kevin and allow myself, whether it's in the things I watch or anything like that, the music I listen to. So I think we need to make sure, we need to remember that we are, you know, we are ourselves. Like, we're not just somebody's dad or somebody's mom. Like, we're a person, you know. Even for my wife, I was saying to her the other day, I'm like, I told my wife, like, you need to remember that you're not just somebody's mother. You're my wife, and you're hot, and I think you're attractive. Even though you don't feel attractive, even though, because the kids don't necessarily think she's as attractive, but to me, you are a woman. You're not, I don't see you as a mom. Like, you're a woman, and I think I find you attractive. And I think sometimes we forget that because we're so in the world of just being parents.
Yeah, and even more so now when there's not as many outlets to even either leave your kids or bring them with you and associate with other adults, it's challenging. So mm-hmm. Carving out that time for yourself, I 100% agree. Easier said than done. And if you can be unapologetic, I drop things all the time and I just pretend they don't exist. Our kitchen and our laundry, I've posted about it before on social media that we have. It's like laundry wars where there's like five baskets piled up and it's like, who's going to crack first and start folding the stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
It can wait. It's more important to go for a walk outside or read a book, whatever. But I know we're over time, so I just want to thank you for taking the time to chat with me. And I wanted to see what the best way for everybody to connect with you is. Is it just your website, or do you prefer social media, LinkedIn?
Social media is fine. Instagram is kind of where people usually contact me. Yeah, that's probably the best place. Or LinkedIn as well.
And are you taking any coaching clients on for the remainder of the year, or is it more for 2021?
We're definitely taking on coaching clients still. So yeah, if you're a talent of any kind, you're a speaker, you're a comedian, you're a musician, a media personality, anyone who's looking to kind of brand themselves, we'd definitely love to chat.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Kevin. And I'll let you go back to your remote school. I got to go back to mine.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again to Kevin for taking the time to chat with us about all things business, creating change, and parenthood. Check out Kevin and his work at shifteragency.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your network or leave a review for us. You can access more parent-friendly professional development by signing up to our newsletter on our website at mixingbabiesandbusiness.com. Thanks for listening.